Have you ever wondered how sound can heal, inspire, and transform your life? What if the vibrations around you could unlock your true potential and guide you to a deeper sense of harmony? Welcome to Sound Pathways, the groundbreaking journey into the healing power of sound, creativity, and connection with your host, Dr. Karen Olson. In each episode, she explores the profound link between your mind, body, and spirit. From composers and musicians to sound healers and visionary leaders, she'll dive into captivating conversations that reveal how sound shapes your reality, heals our wounds, and helps us manifest our dreams. And guess what? You're part of the conversation. So call in and ask questions and experience personalized sound healing live. And let your sound be your guide to the life you've always dreamed of.
Hello, welcome. I'm Dr. Karen Olson, and welcome to Sound Pathways. I am so thrilled to share this time with Sarita Thompson today. And here we are, where every note is a heartbeat and every story a song of transformation. Today we are sounding love, the trumpet lady. It's about our voice, dreams, courage, service, and spreading love. Sarita is a celebrated trumpeter, a recording artist, an educator, and a clinician. She's also a composer, an organizer, a mentor, an advocate, and a really powerful presence in the world today and all that she leads and shares and creates. And her work, it bridges gospel, jazz, classical, training, charity, and service. And I am so happy to welcome you today to Sound Pathways, Sarita.
It is a pleasure being here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Wow. Excuse me. Wow, thank you. I'd love to start at the beginning and learn about how you got your first sparks with music and your inspiration. Where did that come from?
Well, music has always been a part of my DNA. My dad was a music enthusiast. My mom is a music enthusiast still, even to this day. And so they trained me and reared me to be in music. I actually started playing in church before I even picked up my instrument and took it to school. Because my mother said, Sarita, you know, if I'm going to buy this instrument, then you must take it to church. And you must play in church. And so I said, okay. And so I took my trumpet to church before I ended up getting private lessons. And then I went over to the clarinet, and those reeds were so god-awful expensive, and I couldn't play, you know, with the reeds. and so trumpet became it because it was the loudest in the band.
And
I could be heard. And so that's how I got my start in music.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And when did you know it would be your path for life?
I knew it would be my path in life when I realized that I wasn't good in math, math or English or any of those common subject areas. And it was just something that was just a part of who I am and a part of what I do. And it is my calling. I've never been to a dance club where people party or any of that nature. I was always around music. I studied with Bud Herseth for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
And so my downtime was spent at orchestra concerts and jazz clubs.
Oh, that's so cool. All the different styles. And it is amazing how bold and bright and exposed and that it is. And it can kind of be resemblance of a voice, but some voices whisper, but you really know how to belt it out and just get your message out and lead. It's just amazing. Did you always have an outgoing personality?
Yes and no. Because I'm the only child, I kind of struggled with that. Because as an only child, you know, everything is for you and you don't have to, fight for anything. So I had to learn how to come out of my shell. My mother really worked hard with me on coming out of my shell because being the only child, you have everything. And so I did struggle, in that area and to, even to this day, I'm still kind of somewhat an introvert a little bit. You know, but when you're in music, I like to let my horn be my voice.
Yeah, I totally agree. Sometimes things can be going in my head, but they aren't real thoughts with words, and then they just come out. And I hear a lot of musicians say they're kind of introvert, even though when you see them, you think, like, I would not think of that about you. And I love the trumpet lady. So how did you get that strong identity and that title, and what does it mean to you?
I became the trumpet lady from Hezekiah Walker, who's a gospel artist, a two-time Grammy Award nominee, Hezekiah Walker. I was the only girl in the band that played the trumpet, and everyone had a nickname. Everyone had a nickname. And so he was like, "Hey, trumpet lady, hey, trumpet lady, hey, trumpet lady." And that's how I became the trumpet lady.
That's so cool. Where was that in your career, your development, early on, or?
Well, actually, it was a little early on, and while I was in grad school at NYU. Yeah, when I was working on my master's degree at NYU,
That's so cool.
that's how I became the trumpet lady.
Oh, I love that. Do you feel it kind of shaped your confidence and your purpose and your message?
I don't know, because even to this day, I still get a little razzled by it, because it's like I don't know if I want to be 90 years old being called the trumpet lady.
It's fantastic, and you have so much joy in everything that you do. Wow. And so I'd love to know more about how you create so many things. I hope we have enough time because I want to learn how you create your music, but also how you create so much about how you bring people together and raise everyone up and raise money and people and kids. And just when I have this show, I like to think of the people listening, including myself, and the whole topic of dreams and creativity, because I think if we all can tap into our creativity and just vision our dreams, that's how they can really happen. But it's also a practical thing. So what could you share with us that would help us move further in our dreams?
Well, I believe that having your dream and building your dream is about consistency. And you have to be consistent, because I believe that there are going to be a lot of ups and downs. And most of the time, a lot of downs more than ups. But when you stay consistency and also know how to diversify within that, it you'll start to see every step is still a step in the right direction.
I
And
love
so
that.
you have to be consistent all at all times, and the messaging has to be consistent in
Yeah,
who
you're
you are
amazing.
and what you do. It has to the consistency of who you are, what you do has to be consistent, and has to align to your who you are truly and what you stand for.
I love that, and you really do that. Could you help us with a few examples for people that don't know all your amazing work?
So currently, well, I have a couple of things. I have an amazing partnership with the Grammy Museum, and where I support Grammy Camp New York, and I support students to go attend Grammy Camp New York to understand what music industry education is about. I have a partnership with New York University Children's Hassenfield Hospital, pediatric. In a pediatric where we create content for children that are in palliative and critical care. And
Wow.
then,
What kind of music?
well, it has wellness content. Well, we have wellness content, audio and visuals. And then through my nonprofit, Lady Trumpet Inc., we'll be looking at expanding and scaling to provide music, art, creative arts therapy sessions for those children that are in palliative and critical care. So that's my philanthropic side. And then I also, through my nonprofit organization, every year I choose a school to support to help provide musical instruments for them, and or to repair instruments and to provide music supplies for them, so that they that way they can have for the upcoming school year.
What are some of the schools you've supported?
St. Catherine's Drexel Prep in New Orleans, Louisiana, which is an all-girls school, LaGuardia School of the Arts, Cicely Tyson School of Fine Performing and Fine Arts.
Wow.
Those are our two top three. This year, we're supporting Cicely Tyson, the actress Cicely Tyson, her school that is located in New Jersey, supporting them, making sure that they have supplies like rosin and reeds and all those kind of
Wow.
things and mouthpieces for the upcoming school year. So,
That's
and I do
beautiful.
that event every year at Lincoln Center for the Lincoln Restaurant here on the campus of Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts, as well as supporting Grammy Camp New York. And what other place would you want to exude the arts opposed at Lincoln Center?
Yeah, that's exciting, and I'm planning to be there. It's amazing all the people and things you bring together. And so can you share you have amazing albums, just maybe one of your tracks or just how you process how the information comes in and how you organize it and
Yeah,
how it happens.
so yeah, my music process is I really like and love arranging and rearranging songs. Like I have an album coming out August 14th entitled Legacy in Motion. What I do, I rearrange Drive My Car by the Beatles. And I'm playing the piano. Most people don't know that I play the piano. And so I play the piano and I sing because I always believe that Louis Armstrong, he was a trumpeter, but he was also a singer too.
Oh,
So
I can't wait to hear that.
You can't play the trumpet without singing. You
Yes.
just can't, you know. And so I rearranged Drive My Car, and I put a little R&B funk gospel in it at the end. I also did Hit the Road Jack, but I turned it to like house music, you know. And so I had to kind of embrace who I am musically, as a musician and also as an arranger. So my process is, number one, I start off with the melody, or sometimes I start with the groove first. And I started with the groove, then I try to figure out how can I put the melody on top, and then what changes can I make to it. But then I have to step away from it, and then I come back to it.
Wow.
So
So how does
it takes me about, I would say sometimes three, sometimes a song can just flow right there on the spot. And then sometimes it may take me you know, 3 months to get it right, sometimes 6 months. And then sometimes I take the song and I put it aside and I send it to somebody else, another fellow musician to add to it and to add their flavor to. And then I normally have to step away from it so that way I can listen with fresh ears.
Wow. Do you have any particular studios you like to work in?
I work out of my own studio. I have my own recording studio. I use Logic Pro X and also Pro Tools.
That's fantastic. You're so talented.
Thank you. Well,
Yes.
I have a master's degree from NYU in jazz composition arranging. I studied with Frank Foster of the
Great.
Count Basie Orchestra, and I also have a bachelor's degree from Rutgers University in
Well,
New
that's
Brunswick.
really great. Wow, I didn't even see that in your bio. Wow, that's so cool. So how does your faith and your spiritual grounding guide you and all these things that you share and do and create?
Well, faith is a part of who I am. I grew up in a very conservative Christian home. So I am a Christian believer. I believe in God. He is the source of my strength. He is who I am when I get down. He who carries me. It is through him that I am who I am. I often, I believe it or not, I start playing in churches before I start playing in jazz clubs.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, and then I started getting called for jazz clubs, you know. So the church is still a big part of my life. I don't get a chance to perform as much in church like I used to because of my schedule, but it's definitely still a part I attend regularly.
Wow, I really love that. So do you feel that experiencing your music is like a prayer or a service or a ministry or a form of healing or all of it?
Well, I believe that music is a form of healing, definitely. It is definitely a form of healing. And music is also, for me, music is a form of healing, but it's also a form of communication and expression. And it's how, and that's why I love the trumpet, because the trumpet can express itself in so many different forms. It can roar like a lion, but it can also be soothing like a baby.
Ah, that is beautiful. It's very sacred. All the different forms and all the different genres you bring together. Does it just flow together? You say, oh, this feels like gospel. This feels like Neoclassical or?
No, it's just what it is, you know. I think instrumentation can kind of give that. What if you use strings and have, and the chordal structure can kind of give neoclassical, classical. I think the chordal movement, things like that, is what can give it that.
Wow, it's amazing. So how did you find this path where you could be this educator and clinician and organizer and mentor and create this support? How did that begin for you?
You know what it is? I've had great mentors. Like Winter Marsalis was a great mentor to me.
Oh, that's great.
Terrence Blanchard was a great mentor to me. So it's very natural to have, as an instrumentalist, to have a mentor that do what you do. And so having them, I always feel like we have to pay it forward. So paying it forward is always at my top priority.
Mm. Wow. I thank you for paying it forward here.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's really, I feel so honored, and it's so beautiful. And you must have a team. I admire you so much. How you can just put your personnel and your gifts and your goals and everything and have it happen. You must have a lot of people to help you. You know how to lead on every level.
Would you say? I have a team. My team is a very special team. We're not a big team, but I have a team of 5 people.
Wow.
And where they let me be in the forefront and they work the back end. They don't really come from the entertainment side. They're more from the business world.
Nice.
Which is something that I think, which is beneficial, because they let me handle the entertainment side of it. But we also have a lot of strategy meetings, because I'm a heart person, HEART, and I believe in community. And so in our meetings, you know, we talk strategy, we talk what's the best way to do things, and with also implementing and not straying away from who I am.
Wow, that's beautiful. So do you just innately have like right and left brain and can organize things and have business skills, it seems? That's just, that's the key.
Yes.
That's something I'm looking to create in myself, a little more of those gifts too, but it's amazing also how you, not only do you express yourself, but you lift people up. And I guess it's just who you are, that you're a light, and it becomes a service more than a performance balanced together. That's just how your path
ends. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, but it also came with, you know, trial and error. It came with trial and error. It also came with bumps and bruises along the way. And also having people on my staff that can operate in their level of expertise.
What do you feel helps you the most when something hasn't worked or something's just, you know, keeping you down? You just
I go back and sit and I talk with my team and we evaluate what's working and what's not working. Mm-hmm. And we move on from it. We take it as a learning curve and then we move on from it.
So would it be like an approach or just
we approach it, if we need to approach it again. Sometimes it's just about letting it stay where it's at and we learn from it. We take a look and see what worked and what did not work, what worked, what did not work, what needs to happen moving forward. And my team, we meet once a week.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. Are you online? Do you work online?
Team?
Yeah, or in person or both?
Oh, no, we do both.
Oh, that's so cool. So sometimes it's the shift of one node or just breathing in another way or a deep breath or an honest creative step, and then we can make a shift and reconnect with our inner voice and whatever we've forgotten about ourselves, I think. And that does help in a community, and it's beautiful to have met you that way through our groups. And everybody's doing their own thing and supporting each other. And that's what life is really about. It's amazing. So your Blow Your Horn work shines a light on women and music and performance. So what do you hope for changes for women instrumentalists and creators and leaders?
Well, I hope for women and change and female creators that we receive more commercial access and more commercial visibility. I feel like that it's a very narrow window when it comes to female musicians. And I think that I would like to see us female musicians not be typecast and always have to play with an all-female band and to get any type of visibility. Mm-hmm. I would like to see us shine a little bit more, you know. And also, too, I would like to see female musicians not take on the responsibility of saying, "Whoa, it's me," but let the craftsmanship speak on who they are.
Mm, that's so beautiful. And do you think some people wait for permission to be heard rather than just, you know, giving it out there, belting it out, and knowing that it will be heard?
Well, I think sometimes female musicians lay in the negative more than the positive.
Mm.
They focus more on why am I not being heard opposed to what needs to happen for me to be heard. My philosophy is if there's no seat at the table, create your own seat at the table.
That's really good.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. Do you think sometimes it's because women are really sensitive that they're tuning into other people when rather than just taking charge and claiming space?
Yeah, I think so. And I also think is what women have went through in the past. You know, because of our past can sometimes mentally try to dictate our future.
Mm-hmm. So for someone listening who's talented, but is hesitant, what do you think could help them just go for it?
Well, I think they need to stay consistent. I think you have to develop as a person mm-hmm. and as a human being first. That's really key and critical. I think you have to find your happiness and who you are and know that life does bring challenges and is how you overcome those challenges. It's okay to have a challenge. You want to have challenges because you have to learn from those challenges, but it's how you overcome those challenges.
Yeah. I mean, I love your confidence. But I wonder, how can you help, and you're so sincere and you can feel your heart, but how can we blow our horn without feeling like we're bragging or pushing?
Well, I think when you blow your own horn, you just be who you are. People mm-hmm. like people who are just who they are, and that you can always blow your horn in how you treat people, how you treat others. I think that's a very important way to blow your horn. Treating people with respect and integrity is important. Mm-hmm. Being who you are as a good person, that's another way to blow your horn. Giving back to your community, that's another way of blowing your horn. I think there's many facets of blowing your horn.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So it's finding your confidence as a form of service rather than getting into performing for your ego is kind of a balance.
Yep, absolutely. Like you have to find who you are, know who you are, what your purpose in life is, and where your audience is. And sometimes that can take time.
Yeah, finding that balance of the service and the performance. So what are some of your collaborations that you're excited? Well, you have this new album coming out. That's really exciting. Wow. Will you be releasing it? Will you have a concert? How can people find you and be part of your community and all of your things?
They can find me I'm all over the internet. If you Google me, you can Google me, Trumpet Lady. I'm literally all over the internet. So shouldn't be any problems there. And so if you Google Trumpet Lady, I should come up. I'm on Instagram at Trumpet Lady T. On YouTube at Trumpet Lady T. Sarita Thompson Trumpet Lady. They can join my mailing list at www.trumpetlady.com.
Wow. And contribute to all your great ways of sharing music and spreading music, especially with the kids who are future.
Absolutely.
So what have collaborations taught you about listening and trust and just putting love in everything that's done?
Well, collaborations have taught me is, number one, you have to listen. And when you're collaborating with another artist, you have to take in where that other artist is at. And you both have to come together for a common goal. And that's the power of music.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Wow. So when people meet you, they feel your joy and your drive and your humor and your huge energy, like larger than life. Where do you feel that it comes from inside of you, your spiritual connection and just who you are, your life, your life force?
Well, I think it comes from, number one, my upbringing and how I was raised. I was raised, as I said earlier, in a very conservative home, but also to a very stable home. And I think when you have that type of upbringing, it's just, it becomes a staple of who you are.
And the love and support. And
yes.
Believing that they believed in you and gave you your opportunities. And I think for some people that didn't have that, it's learning how to create it. It doesn't mean you don't deserve it. It's just that you didn't have that particular opportunity. But finding ways to support yourself. And I think also finding the communities and finding the people that do believe in you, that help raise you up, and finding the people that you can help. I think that's one of the keys. And just tapping into the vibrations and all the healing that music brings. That's what I love so much to share, and the passion. So how do you protect your spirit while giving so much to people and your projects?
Well, I protect my spirit I keep my circle small. And I keep my circle very, very small. And then also self-care. So, I'm very, very big on self-care, and I'm very big on keeping my circle very small, because that keeps out the drama.
That's so cool. And so you must be really organized. Do you have any certain ways that you organize your day?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Every day I start out with exercising between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Really?
Every day. Water aerobics, lift weights, or running. And then I don't take any meetings to after 11 a.m.
Wow.
Because that's my self-care time. I go get a massage every 2 weeks, and I go get a facial every 2 weeks.
Oh, I love that.
So, and I've had to learn how to make self-care a priority for me.
Wow, that's a good inspiration. I think we all need more encouragement to do that, and not just get permission, giving yourself permission to do that.
And I had to learn how to do that without feeling bad, without feeling guilty.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And every listener has their own horn, whether it's music or kindness or teaching or healing or parenting or art or leadership or business. And I think your inspiration helps us to want to live more boldly and putting love in every part of our lives, because that's really the key to it all.
Yes.
I think.
Yep, I agree.
And I was thinking of you and thinking about how the music and the love, it lifts us up. And when we're lifted up, it lifts up others, so that we can all rise higher and get closer to our dreams and being honest and brave and generous and willing to be seen and serving others with our gifts. So thank you so much for reminding us to use our voice to dream and to lift others. So the oneness pledge. In all my thoughts and actions, I pledge to look on all things with the eye of openness and oneness and commitment and love. And for our action step this week, to choose one gift, one part of your dream, or a particular act of service that it's waiting inside of you. Make the call, write the note, practice, create, and say yes to your voice. Because your voice matters, and your dream matters, and the love that you share can lift the world. One breath, one choice, one true step, and it moves our energy forward. And thank you for all that you do and share, and I look forward to learning more and more about you and what you do, and I'm just so grateful for all of your blessings. And thank you for joining us here. And until next time, keep listening and keep walking your path of sound and soul and love.
Thank you so very much for joining us on today's transformative journey. We're honored to have shared this space with you, and we hope you're feeling inspired and aligned with your highest self. For more insights, resources, and to continue your path of healing, be sure to visit KarenOlson.com, your gateway to deeper sound healing, music, and wisdom. Remember, Sound Pathways is here every other Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on BBS Radio TV, Station 1. Until next time, stay aligned, stay inspired, and let the magic of sound guide you.